Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you on Blog Talk Radio. This is Monday night, May the 11th, 2015. This is the 131st day of the year, day 131. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers in Radio Land. We greet you in the name of Jesus. We know that yesterday our nation celebrated your time of rejoicing, and we honor you for all the work that goes into being a mom. Thank you for the hand that served. What a blessing from the Lord. But we greet all the mothers tonight in Jesus' name. We just welcome you tonight. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and we want to thank you for joining us as we celebrate the Word. This is what we do here on The Rock. We celebrate the Word because it's an honor for us to serve in the Word. And I thank God for the tools He put in my hand to study and meditate. As the Bible tells us to meditate in His Word day and night. So I look forward to sharing with the Lord to bless me. Share across with the radio audience tonight. Well, we thank God for his mercy. The Lord is so good to us. I know there's a lot of things going on in the land. And we see the Bible's giving us signs that we can look for because Jesus is soon to come back. He's coming back to get a church without a spot or wrinkle, not those who play in church, but we got to really be an example. And if we not, just repent. And I tell you, when you repent, then the Lord will change your life for good. And if you refuse to fall on the rock, that rock will fall on you, and you'll be grounded into pieces. So God has given us a chance to repent, to fall on the rock, Jesus, fall on Him, and His mercy endures forever. Well, tonight we want to invite you to join us as we open up in prayer, and we'll go right into the word of the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you because you're so good, you're so kind, and you're so merciful. We thank you for being a great God. Thank you, Lord, that your word declares it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, for his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we just say thank you. What a privilege it is for us, O God, to call on your name. And, O God, we ask you to bless and anoint this broadcast tonight. Recognize that without you, we can do nothing. But, Lord, we stand assured in the blessed confidence of knowing that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. O God, we ask you to have your way. Let it be all of thee and none of me. Lord, give us revelation knowledge, not just information. Oh, God, help us to live according to your word. Let your word come alive. And, Lord, we just thank you and we give your name praise and we give your name glory and honor. We thank you for it tonight, for it is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Tonight we're going to talk from the theme, testimony. Testimony about God. Declaring his goodness. Have he been good to you? Have he been merciful to you? And we're just going to show you throughout the scripture. In other words, we're going to talk about God's awesomeness. And what an awesome God we serve. If I had to choose a song to go with, it would be "Our God is an Awesome God." Not just because he's a savior, but because he really is an awesome God. When you think about people in the Bible, look at some character witnesses tonight, and we're going to show you a people who in their lives experienced the awesome power of God. Whatever situation they was going through, God brought them out wonderfully. All right. In other words, it's time to tell the story. Tell what he has done for you. Tell what he's doing for you, and tell what he can do for you if you can only believe. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Tonight, we want to ask you to open up your Bible for your consideration. Praise God. To 1 Timothy. Yes, Lord. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse number 12, the 1 and verse 12. You'll find these words recorded. The author here is the Apostle Paul. He says, "And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful," putting me into the ministry. He said, "I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious, but I obtained mercy." Glory be to God. "Because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Listen to his testimony. He says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Apostle Paul, he recognized that it was the mercies of God that was extended to him to allow him the opportunity to reflect back, because he remembered what God brought upon him. You know, you still remember the things you've done, even though you've been forgiven. But you still remember. "Now, King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." The Apostle Paul remembered where God had brought him from, and that's why his testimony is, God is an awesome God, because he can save sinners and he can deliver sinners. He remembered how that he persecuted the church, and God had a plan, had a call on his life. If you study in Acts chapter 7, you read about the first mortal. First saint who were criticized in this church age, or the book of Acts age, by the name of Stephen. When you look at Acts chapter 7, the Bible says, verse number 55, oh, bless God. The Bible says in Acts 7:55, "But he," talking about Stephen, "being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opening, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city, stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Continue on in Acts 8:1, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church. In other words, he was purposing to do something different other than what God had originally planned. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and healing men and women, committing them to prison. But you see, that's why he was able to talk about God's goodness and what God had brought him through, because he understood that it was not him. That's why his name was changed. The Bible says, he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me for that. He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Well, here's his testimony, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. He said, but I attained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Now think about what God had brought us from. And he's still working on us. God had a plan for our life. He knew that we were going to be at this set time where we are right now. And he's still reaching out with his love and his mercy. And in Lamentation 3, verse 22, the Bible said, it's of the Lord's mercy that we'll not consume. Why? Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. He said, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. So when we reflect on how God has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, we can boldly say, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, things are become new, and all things are of God. The Bible says, who have reconciled us to himself. How? By Jesus Christ. Not only that, the Bible says, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You see that word reconciliation three times there, some form of it, some variation of it. The Bible says, now then we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled. There it again. To God, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Notice that 21st verse again. This is 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So when we start thinking about the testimony of God's awesome to the Word of God, because in the Word of God we can find what we need according to the Word. We can find answers. The Scripture will always verify that we need as we relate and talk about the awesomeness of God. Let's go to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, and in Psalm 22, we know that this psalm is a great illustration of God's awesomeness and declaring to us his power. Psalm 22:22-23. Listen what the word of the Lord said. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. I ain't got it in the closet. I ain't got it hid. I'm putting it right out here for you to see. I will declare. I'll publish your name. Five, your great name. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I praise thee? Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye that the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. Then verse 27 says, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before thee. You see, God is showing you that even in this, everybody's going to know who he is before it's over with. Now, they may not like how things are going, but they're going to be able to tell of his awesome power. Because it's hard for us to kick against the priest. When God has a plan, a thing, it's going to come forth. Psalm 22:31 says, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that shall be born that he had done this. Notice it again, Psalm 22:31, they shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he had done this. Notice that. Who did it? God did it. Everything that happened to me, God did it. Everything. Everything that's good, then God did it. But we're going to be able to tell that he had done it. So in other words, we're going to talk about the power and the awesomeness of God. Because what he had planned for you is surely going to come to pass. Now, you must understand that in making a direct declaration over yourself, you know, it's not going to come easy. But surely, when you make up in your mind that God is your king and he's the only source for your life, then you can't help but say, I'm still going to testify to his goodness and I'm going to make known his deeds. I'm going to tell about where he brought me from, how he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Psalm 66, look at verse 1, 2, and 3. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing for the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Oh, my God, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Power, shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. Oh, I like this. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Now, this word terrible means awesome here. Through the greatness of thy power, shall thine enemies submit themselves to thee. Now, we want to look at some examples of how the enemy had to submit himself to the Lord. You remember there was a king. You read about this in Daniel chapter 6, by the name of Darius, or Darius. You say Darius. And he had to come to a conclusion. But before he came to his conclusion, he had to see the power of God manifested in the lives. Daniel chapter 6, the Bible says, verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, on his knees 3 times a day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. In other words, Daniel did what he was already doing. Wouldn't it be for something if somebody accused you of praying too much in a day? The Bible says, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Now, in your study time, you had to go back and read, starting at verse 1, you see how these people had chosen Daniel as the president, and Daniel was chosen to be part of the king's, on the king's staff, but there were some crooked people who could not find anything in Daniel, but he had an excellent spirit found in him. The Bible says, then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. They had the king to make up a crooked decree that anybody that prayed or asked anything of any god for 30 days other than King Darius, they were going to be put into a den of lions. The Bible said, then these men came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Have thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alter not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel. They're going to find they call you that Daniel when you're in trouble, but then they're going to end up calling you this Daniel when they find out you're right. But the Bible says, then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, or the decree that thou hast signed, but make it his petition 3 times. Boy, I tell you, wonderful to be able to be accused of being a prayer warrior. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver. He knew, king within himself, something in him, he knew that they've done this really for evil. He set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored to the going down of the sun to deliver him. But see, these men were so crooked. The Bible said, then these men assembled unto the king. They didn't know they were sowing. You got to be careful what kind of ditch you were digging. Because when you dig one, you should dig two. Because that first one you dig might just be for you. The Bible says, then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the laws of the Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. They were showing up being crooked, but it's going to come back to bite them just a few verses down. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thou God whom thou service continues. He will deliver thee. Bible says, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. See, the king couldn't eat. The Bible said neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. All this was a setup, just so the king could see who's God. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. See, the king already knew this was a righteous man. Is thou God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Now Daniel was in the lion's den, and yet he still had honor and respect for the king. God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found on him, because he believed in his God. But notice this, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces ever they came at the bottom of the den. Now look at testimony time right here. Now you're going to see the king testify about how awesome God is. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even until the end. He delivered and rescued. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lion? Well, the Bible says, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. That sounds like a good plan. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be for us? Who can be against you? So you have to see that no matter what, God got a plan for your life. Now look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. We won't do the whole story, but in your own study time, look at Daniel 3. But verse 28 and 29, here's another king who had to understand the power of God. He ended up having a testimony. King by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and deliver his servant and him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nations, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And this is the story of them not compromising. They took a stand to not bow. They made a stand that said they're going to live for God, because they were not worried about their life. They knew that if they bowed, they were going to lose their life, but they also knew that if they didn't bow, God was going to protect, and he did bless them, because they made up in their mind that their lives didn't mean anything. They loved the Lord more than they loved their life. They loved God. Friends, and that's the kind of day we're coming to. You know, you're going to have to make a choice. You're really going to live saved, or you're not going to be saved. You're either going to live a holy life, or you're not going to live a holy life. And God is going to let judgment fall. We already see a lot of things going on in the earth, because it's just time out to play church. You're either going to be saved, or you're not. And if you're a person that will hinder anybody from walking with the Lord, woe be to you. You do better saying, Lord, get me out the way. The Lord loves his people, but he's not going to take kindly to anybody that hinders another person from pleasing him. You have to have your mind made up that it's all about what he wants. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to please him. I'm going to walk before him. I'm going to keep his precept, because there's no God that can deliver like he can. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible declares, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the water covered the sea. Notice that again. He said, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters covered the sea. So that's why it's important for us to understand that we're serving an awesome God. He can and will deliver us. He'll set you free. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit that the Lord of hosts, God, can deliver. In Psalm 92, and looking at verses 1, 2, and 3, Psalm 92, the Bible declares this: it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. So it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy holy name, O Most High. Show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It's time for us to see and understand that God is faithful. And if he delivered you out of one situation, he can do it again. But we got to be willing to trust him. In Psalm 107, verse 21 and 22, the Bible says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Why? For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his work with rejoicing. Notice that again. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanks. Claire, his works with rejoicing. Also, Psalm 107, verse 31 and 32, same chapter. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. I mean, and this whole psalm is just a reflection of God's goodness, telling where God had brought the children of Israel out. That's why the Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. He said they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their distress, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. My God, I want you to know today that people are going to know the handwork of God. Yes, we know God get accused of a lot of things, but when you know that he's good, you know and understand that it's his mercy that saves us. It's his mercy that changes us. For by grace are we saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. None of us can brag because it's who we are, God made us. What we have, God gave it to us. So it's time to exalt the name of the Lord. It's time to tell of his goodness. Tell how awesome God he is. Because when we start talking about how good he is, we can't help but to declare that he's great and that he's greatly to be praised. The Bible said, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation. So we got to just begin to exalt the name of the Lord. Psalm 113. And in Psalm 113, the Bible says this. Psalm 113 and verse 1, 2, 3. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Notice it again. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So God is just an awesome God. And let's look at one more in Psalm. Psalm 126, verse 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 126, 1, 2, and 3. The scripture declares this unto us. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. All we have to do is just trust him. All we got to do is believe in what his word says. If his word says, we can believe it. We can stand toe to toe and declare his righteousness. Knowing that he's faithful, he'll never, ever let us down. We just got to believe his word. Oh, my God, my God. I tell you, we got a right to bless his name today. Testimony, talking about the awesomeness of God. As the Apostle Paul said, if he can change me from a road sinner, he said he was chief of the sinners. But God changed him for his good, but for God's glory. And that's what he'll do for us. Father, tonight, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that you're concerned about us. Thank you that you are able to give us new life. We thank you that you are changing us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. God, thank you for looking down on us. Drive out all sin, all discomfort. Bring about holiness, God. Not in just what we say, but holiness in our walk. Let it be all in our soul. Sanctify us, God. Set us apart for your use. God, don't let us live the same way. Let it bother us. Let it make us uncomfortable until we have a heart to repent. God, drive out all discomfort, God, so that you might get the glory out of our life. God, so that men and women, boys and girls, they'll see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lord, we just thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. We'll testify of your goodness. We'll make known your deeds. Lord, you've been mighty, mighty good to us today. And we say, thank you, sir. Thank you for being a deliverer, Lord. Even as your word declare, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of your dear son, in whom we have forgiveness of sin. Oh, God, thank you for delivering us tonight. Thank you, God, for setting us free tonight. Lord, we'll always be sure to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh, God, we say thank you for the victory, Lord God. Thank you for being concerned about us. Lord, thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh, God, we say yes to your will. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we don't just want to have a religious experience. God, help us to have a relationship with you, Lord. Open up our eyes that we may see the truth. Open up our eyes, oh, God. Enlighten our minds, oh, God, to your word. Give us revelation knowledge, not just information, God. We don't want head knowledge. We want heart knowledge that will transform our lives from glory to glory, from faith to faith. God, we just thank you. Even as your word declared, for the just shall live by faith. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord. It is in the mighty name of Jesus we say thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight for being our Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that heals all our diseases. Lord, we thank you that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on a Gentile, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise for all things. For it is in Jesus' name we cast all our cares upon you. For you care for us. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because I am receiving the devil as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, whom is steadfast in the faith, knowing that your same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, God. Bless your people, Lord. Let it be a lifting, Lord. Lord, things are happening in the world, but help us to return. Even as your word declares, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then when I hear from heaven, I forgive their sins, I heal their lands. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. Thank you for being our strength tonight. And we just declare the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Lord, bless us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy, which shall follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. We thank and praise God for the word of God tonight. A testimony about God's awesomeness. God's awesomeness. Talking about what an awesome God we serve. Just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to join us. Continue to pray for us. That God will continue to send us the help we need. Task and this assignment he put upon us. We enjoy doing this Blog Talk show, but we do just want to share with you all in Radio Land that we're coming up on the end of our 3-year term here on Blog Talk. It'll be over in September, but we want to be able to make an informative decision about what God would have us to do, and we just thank God for the dear brotherhood. You know, the people who have made it possible for us to be on the air, what a blessing from the Lord. And we just want to seek the Lord about what he has us to do in terms of continuing this. We do have funds. We're not begging. We're just saying we're seeking the Lord about what he wants, because it's what he wants. Ultimately, that's what we'll do. We appreciate you all, those of you all who do send in prayer requests, donations, and whatever you have to share with us, we say thank you. Thank a bunch. We are blessed in that regard. We thank the Lord for just remembering that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to visit us on the web and listen to the show, you may do so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. That's spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. There you can listen to tonight's episode, or you can download the previous ones at your convenience. We just thank God for you all. I just want you to know we love you. Once again, we say to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day, belated. But we thank the Lord for what he's going to do with you all. What an honor it is. Those of you all who have your mom, value her. The Bible says honor your father and mother so that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth you. So what a blessing to have your mom, honor her, take care of her, bless her, speak a good word to her. If you don't have no money, speak good word to her. Call her and just tell her you love her. And God will bless you in the other area where you might be lacking it. And I'm telling you, he's just a faithful God. Well, this is Elder Thomas Williams reminding you that Jesus is Lord. I'm going to speak a blessing over you all, and I'm going to go and jump in the bed. We're expecting God to do something. And my physical man, I must tell y'all to continue to pray for me. It's been a challenging time physically, but I know I serve a faithful God. As we talked about tonight, he's an awesome God. He'll show himself strong. And they that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. So that's what I hold on to, according to Daniel 11:32. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24-26. This Numbers chapter 6, verses 24-26 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you that remember the testimony of the awesomeness of God. Go to bed, think on what he's done for you. Think on what he will do for you and what he can do for you if you can believe. This has been our broadcast for Monday night, May the 11th, 2015, the 131st day of the year. God bless everyone. Be encouraged in Jesus' name. Good night, everybody.